You would never guess the 15-seed Eagles were underdogs. Known for dunks and alley-oops, their flashy style of play is anything but meek.
Please welcome the Florida Gulf Coast University Eagles.
And the crowd support they got at Thursday's practice was anything but mild. Even though the seats at Cowboys Stadium were filled with sweatshirts from every college under the sun, the entire room seemed to be rooting for the Eagles. Oklahoma State fan Jennifer Heck is willing to have her bracket completely busted.
I had Louisville to go all the way, but I'd really like to see these guys go pretty far.
Hailing from Keller, Heck and her children played hooky Thursday to check out Florida Gulf Coast. She's seriously impressed by the team's meteoric rise from obscurity.
I think it's pretty awesome, especially since they haven't really had a basketball team for very long at all. So it's pretty cool. We want to check them out and see them do well.
Eagle fans who made the trek from Fort Myers, Florida, are nothing short of ecstatic.
I feel like Forrest Gump. Remember how he always was going along and then got caught up in national events? It's like we were just going along, having a good time with these guys, loving them, and like the ocean came, the tsunami, and brought us up on this wave.
That's Joan McDonald. She acknowledges this trip to the Sweet 16 is the stuff of fairy tale. But will the clock strike midnight on Florida Gulf Coast?
I'm sorry to say, but I don't think we're turning into a pumpkin anytime soon.
McDonald watches her beloved Eagles run drills at Cowboys Stadium, which will host the Final Four next year. Then she looks up at the school's logo, beaming from that infamous Jumbotron.
Well, we figure we're the new America's team. You know, Dallas is the established America's team. We're the rookie.
Russell Pretty, who's on the school's board of trustees, says things are going crazy back home.
It's been March Madness for sure in Dunk City.
Dunk City. That's what Fort Myers has renamed itself for the Eagles' run through the tournament.
We've got people stopping outside the university just taking pictures of the sign. Our bookstore has had 400 and 500 people in line. Websites are, you know, crashing with people checking us out. It's just been tremendous.
Even if Florida Gulf Coast falls to in-state rival Florida tonight, the team's storybook season has won the hearts of basketball fans everywhere. And the players' good-natured swagger is more than a match for the glitz and glamour of Jerry World. Courtney Collins, KERA News.